Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be excited, too, because we got Robert Kiyosaki back on the show. Robert is here. He's the author, as you know, of the legendary book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's now 20 years since it first became an international bestseller, the number one personal finance book of all time. He's been helping people with this now all these years, including founding the Rich Dad Company, which is a financial education company. And he's here to talk to us about the update, the 20th anniversary, what we've all learned from him and from life in managing our finances for the last 20 years. Robert Kiyosaki, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks. It's been too long, man.
I know. It's good to have you back, and we're going to get you back again a lot sooner in the future. Hey, 20 years. Congratulations on the original success. But what a great thing to have accomplished, to have written something 20 years ago that's still having such an impact now across the generations.
Yeah, I think that's for me the happiest part, where I meet young people who come up to me and say, "My mother or my father gave me your book, or my teacher had me read this book," and that's really the test of time, I guess, and of message. So I am humbled. I appreciate it.
Well, talk. The essence of the message is you don't have to be rich to you have to start out rich to make money, and also money and things don't make you happy, right? They don't necessarily make you happy. Is that kind of the essence of the book?
No, really, it's partly it, but my question I always ask people is, what did school teach you about money? And for most people, they get this dull sound. Nothing there. And
yeah.
So the story of Rich Dad, Poor Dad is the story of my poor dad, who was a PhD in education.
Right.
But he, as you know, PhDs know nothing about money. And then my rich dad was a man who never went to school, and so when I was growing up in Hawaii, my rich dad, starting at the age of 9, started teaching me about money. His son and I, he's my best friend's father, we just started playing Monopoly at the age of 9, and today I play Monopoly like President Trump in real life. And so I got my financial education playing Monopoly, which is never taught in school.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And here's the ironic question I wanted to ask you. You know, over the last couple of generations, we've all tried to give our children more than we had. We thought that was a measure of our success. But ironically, the more we give our children without demanding anything from them, expecting anything from them, the more we're actually retarding them, aren't we, financially?
That's my opinion. I had dinner with one of my best friends the other night, and he's very proud. He says, my daughters, who are drop-dead gorgeous, he says, they'll never have to work a day in their lives because we set up a trust fund for them. And to him, that's a good idea. To mm-hmm. me, I wouldn't do that, because if my dad had given me all the money in the world, I'd probably be drunk and dead and total my car or something.
Right, right, exactly, exactly.
I'd be worthless.
Right. So, well, you know, my quick story, I remember my daughter at 16, 17, she was driving a Rabbit, a green Rabbit, the ugliest car ever made, a Volkswagen Rabbit, and because that's all I could afford to give her at the time, and she was upset because her best friend got a brand new BMW. I said, honey, if I had $1 million in the bank right now, you wouldn't be driving a BMW. And she looked at me and she said, are you out of your mind? Why would you say that? I said, because at 16, what would you have to look forward to?
Yeah, I don't understand it myself. I was fortunate because my poor dad, like I said, PhD from Stanford University, Chicago, Northwestern, very smart man. He was poor as a church mouse, which was the best thing that could ever happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me nothing. I have to pay for my own education.
Well, I've always said that my parents were blue collar, your dad wasn't blue collar, but my parents were church mouse poor too, and were blue collar to boot. And the thing that they taught me that to me is paying dividends for me every day is they taught me one thing that's more valuable than anything else. They taught me the nobility of work.
Yeah, well, Jim, that's where you and I disagree, is that I am an investor. I'm not a worker. And I think that's one of the biggest problems.
Yeah, but you didn't become a successful investor by sleeping late.
No, but I don't. I learned how to have my money work, so I don't work.
Yeah.
There's a very big difference. That's why if you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad 20 years ago, I said the rich don't work for money. And the people that are getting crushed today are employees, people with W-2. They're just getting crushed left and right.
Why is that happening?
Well, it's because we have a new president called President Trump, and he's trying to get our jobs back. And the person that let most of the jobs go was actually, they've been going for years, but it was a guy named President Clinton who joined the WTO, changed the Glass-Steagall, and changed the deal with China. And today all the jobs got sucked out of America. And so when the jobs are gone, that's why you have no health care. That's why you have no retirement. And that's why young people leave school deeply in debt, but they can't find a job.
Mm-hmm.
So what President Trump is doing is he is attempting to get the jobs back. But unfortunately, and he's a good friend of mine, he's a good man, but he's not Superman. He cannot fight the trend. And then today, because I grew up in Hawaii, but I live in Phoenix today. In Phoenix, it's really kind of funny. I go into by my office, and I see these two cars driving around. One's owned by Uber, and one's owned by Google. And both cars have no drivers in them.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at that, that means every taxi driver, every truck driver, every airline pilot, they're about to lose their job.
But that's a really important question that we need to be, you know, we can talk about politicians, we can talk about politics, and there's no question that plays into what's happening to our society and to our marketplace today. But technology is having, I mean, the country that's lost more manufacturing jobs in the last 10 years of any other country in the world is China, and the reason is technology. What do you think?
Well, you have to look at history, okay? I'm a baby boomer, and what wiped out the working class or the blue-collar guy was globalization. The jobs went to Mexico and China and all that.
Which we were never going to be able to stop. But I'm going to get you to comment. Pick up on that when we come back. We're going to get Robert Kiyosaki's take on all this. 20th anniversary of Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.